I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show. I am Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host. For the past 2 years, at the end of the year, I had special programs where psychics talked about 2012. This year, I have two programs planned where psychics will tell us what they see for 2011. My first guest is Stephanie Ann Stevens, a professional, internationally respected Winbridge certified medium since 2008. She is a professional long-distance OM spiritual healer and was employed by Immune Recovery Wellness of Tucson from 2004 to 2009. Stephanie has helped thousands of people for almost 40 years. She embodies yogic abilities since birth through the power of the OM, olfactory ability, and the blue of her spiritual eye, and has been dubbed a metaphysical master by the Tucson Weekly for her remarkable readings and healings. She does absent reading and became a professional clairvoyant in 1976. In 1977, Stephanie began doing public readings and mediumship readings. In 1999, she was tested by Dr. Andrew Weil with wonderful results. Stephanie provides prophetic angel writings that often come to pass in just hours and is able to spiritually investigate the history of old houses, perform spiritual rescues with loved ones, and do house cleansings. Stephanie has appeared on numerous radio and internet radio shows, both local and national, and some syndicated cable TV shows. She and her husband Jack have hosted the seminar Premonitions, Prophecies, and Predictions since 1998, and have hosted her popular radio show Premonitions, Prophecies, and Predictions on GameCon Radio and Blog Talk Radio since February 2010. She also hosts Premonitions and Prophecies on Achieve Radio weekly on Wednesdays. She is the author of the self-published book Growing Up Medium and the first author of Discovery of a Metaphysical Master, Servant of God, with co-author Rod C. Davis. Stephanie is an accomplished singer, songwriter, and musician, and performs professionally in the duo Stephanie and Jack, with her husband, who is also an accomplished singer, songwriter, and musician. Their first CD was released in 2007, titled Song from Eagle Peak. She is currently writing her third book. Stephanie's website is www.ommaster.com. At the end of the interview, we will have the pleasure of hearing Stephanie sing a song from her CD album, written by Ken Gulickson. I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show, Stephanie, and I look forward to hearing what you see for 2011. First, because the economy is of major concern to everyone worldwide, I'm asking all of the people that I interview what they see for the United States and worldwide for 2011.
You know, right off the bat, Carl, thank you for having me on the show. Mm-hmm. I want to mention restoration, and Spirit is talking about restoration in terms of going back to President Roosevelt and how the Parks and Recreation came to be. And my belief from what Spirit is showing is that the same history repeats itself going back into the national wilderness, going back into the national parks. This is just coming through the great sequoias and that kind of thing, and how these things will be funded and how these things will be coming back into putting people back to, again, this is just Spirit speaking through, mm-hmm. and how it will come to be. There'll be some kind of act, I believe, legislatively or through legislation and through Congress and this kind of thing, as those who are elected will come back in, and again, that type of restoration projects, according to what I'm hearing, will be taking place all over the United States, spread out to the world. The Green Project will head that up. There'll be an actual mandate where households actually do have to go green. There'll be no other alternative other than that. So I hope that helps to answer that question.
Mm-hmm. So you are seeing continuing evidence then of concern about the environment and about things that can be done.
Yes, absolutely. And it's, again, it's kind of like the the other thing I want to mention is Oklahoma, because they're showing me land in Oklahoma that has something to do with all this. They're showing actually sort of an unearthing of an artifact or something within that area being shown, and it has to do with the Indians, and it has to do with some kind of a long-time contract where the land taken from the Indians and is now restored back.
Mm-hmm.
And once this happens, and this begins to happen according to this, there'll be another kind of a thing where it looks like it's going to happen like Wounded Knee again, and yet it doesn't,
mm-hmm.
because then spirit steps in and averts this, but it begins to looks like it happened in the summer of 2011,
mm-hmm.
around July, and yet this is taking place around Oklahoma and the areas around the Oklahoma area, and it has to do with a land treaty being restored back in that particular area. Once that happens, again, restoration is healing takes place in the restoration around that area.
Mm-hmm.
I have no, Carl, I have no idea where all this is coming. I just, it's spirit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I know you know that, so.
Right, right.
And I hope that helps.
And so do you see a decrease in earthquakes and tornadoes and hurricanes and some of these things as people become more spiritually oriented?
Yeah, as you're answering that question, in November, there is an increase of the sun's activity, as we know that. But from what I'm showing here is that just the opposite from what our spirit is actually showing here, because they're showing the four angels on each side of the earth, the north, the south, the east, and the west.
Mm-hmm.
There is some minor. It's almost as if they took the San Andreas Fault.
Mm-hmm.
That tries to tear away, they say, can be restored and put back into place. In other words, it's almost as if you see when Superman flies around the earth and all time goes back time.
Mm-hmm.
And everything gets restored, the earth, as though it never happened.
Mm-hmm.
And they're showing a cooperation. They are showing several things that have to do with Placerville, Sacramento, and have to do with earthquake trying to happen in that particular
mm-hmm.
area. And yet, here's the thing. When this earthquake takes place, which is not enormous, and it's not like it's off the Richter scale or anything like that, it has to do something with something good with gold, and it has to do with the mineral deposits that are underneath this particular area unearthed,
mm-hmm.
where the earth is now helping, and these things are being found and restored again. And then the earth is a shaking, but it's not shaking for bad,
mm-hmm.
like I'm going to shake all these bad people away.
Mm-hmm.
I have these rich mineral deposits, and you will find them when I have this earthquake.
Mm-hmm. Great.
I know that sounds odd, but mm-hmm. what can I say?
Now, Stephanie, WikiLeaks has been a major concern to mm-hmm. many nations. And do you see changes in the use of the Internet as a result of this?
Yeah, and it's funny, Carl, I don't know what this means, but I just saw the computer screen
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
go down to a very small size. Not sure exactly if that's just a new chip or what that is.
Mm-hmm.
What I would say, actually, that was a good thing that person did leak all that,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
because the American public had every right to know that,
mm-hmm.
and the world had every right to know that. And what I can see, what changes is it's like a security card, or it's a you have to have a certain code. There's things assigned to people, and there's this is something that has to do with what tries to come in.
Mm-hmm.
And I have the Om on, which is looking at what Spirit has to say about that. But what I believe is that at the Internet, they will try, and I'm going to quote Gandhi on this
mm-hmm.
one,
mm-hmm.
Mahatma Gandhi, you cannot control 3 million Indians.
Mm-hmm.
So you cannot control America the way they would want to control America and try to regulate computer. And they're going to try and bring in some kind of a mandates and enforcements
mm-hmm.
where you can only use the computer at certain times or at certain
mm-hmm.
certain ways
mm-hmm.
and try to use a shutdown like they were talking about when it comes to a government emergency or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
However, that's by my belief is that by 2012, and as we move in towards that's done away with. And from what I'm looking at is the independent
mm-hmm.
companies,
mm-hmm.
some of these smaller ones, and it'll be funded by Bill Gates,
mm-hmm.
where they'll stop that, and that Bill Gates has a. They'll be underneath some kind of auspice with Bill Gates where these other smaller companies will start. It's almost like if somebody couldn't ride on a certain thing with the airlines and they
mm-hmm.
had to take a commuter plane.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's what it switches to. So it's like these smaller outgrowths, little tiny smaller companies that are all springing up. And there'll be a device. They're showing me a device here
mm-hmm.
where you will speak. You will speak into this device, and when you do, the words that you speak will form on the screen.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
It'll just, before you, you'll speak. It's voice, tone,
mm-hmm.
vibration.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be seen in other countries. It'll be a global thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll use this. You won't have to type, Carl.
That's good. No,
it'll be
more,
voice activated. Does that make any sense to you?
Right. No more carpal tunnel syndrome.
No. It'll be voice, according to the Spirit, it'll be voice activated.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the things that they're talking about is a new kind of microbe or a new kind of actually healing. As the egg is coming from the chicken, the placenta or something like this, actually, they're finding that there's going to be some kind of protein or something that comes from this that is actually a healing agent that has to do with a specific breed or something of chicken. I think it's Rhode Island Red. I don't
mm-hmm.
know where any of all this is coming
mm-hmm.
from, but it's Spirit. And it has to do with a certain breed of chicken. It's just the opposite, but it has to do with the egg, and it has to do with a certain breed of chicken that they will find these placentas, these yolks. There's something within the egg itself that is going to be a major, major breakthrough.
Mm-hmm. So that would be for maintaining health or for treating diseases?
For treating diseases, specifically,
mm-hmm.
according to Spirit, skin-related diseases.
Oh, mm-hmm.
They show psoriasis, skin-related diseases. As a matter of fact, ironically,
mm-hmm.
the term chickenpox, now that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
These virulent strains and that kind of thing, but it's something to do, again, with the egg and the purity of the egg and how the birthing process, and what I'm thinking is that it has to do with things like malaria.
Mm-hmm.
It has to do with some of these things. I believe that they will actually take this protein. They'll get it. The CDC will get a hold of this, and they will rush this over to Haiti.
Mm-hmm.
They will rush this over to the third world areas
mm-hmm.
that have been hard hit.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
they will begin to use this egg protein thing to heal and to actually introduce this into a sort of an injection
mm-hmm.
into the body. And it begins to automatically heal these skin and these related diseases.
Mm-hmm. Great. Mm-hmm.
I can't believe this is coming out.
Right.
These are the last things you expected, but this is Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
How Spirit works.
Then bed bugs are another major concern to people in many of our cities, and I'm sure it is worldwide. Do you see any solutions coming in 2011?
You know, Carl, it's interesting because I think that, the green effect will come over this country in a greater way. And they're showing me strains of herbs, and it's like mint is one of the first things that they're showing.
Mm-hmm.
Some other kind of fern that is discovered. And what happens is that there's a thing that the people will be able to actually spray on their skin. Mm-hmm. And then using these green bedspreads, this is similar to the mosquito netting that they have over there in India and Pakistan and all that kind of thing, that they will actually be able to create a deterrent, just like you have with DEET and that kind of thing, except it's not harmful to the skin because it's made out of herbs and this kind of thing. And they will be able to create this and deter that bed bug problem by introducing this into the market, the FDA approved or whatever. And I would see that this is anywhere from like 30 to, I would say, 60% taken care of, where there's a decrease. And it's funny that we're talking about the bed bug thing, because it seems like they're going to take, they're showing so many projects that are taking place in the urban areas. They already have plans, you know, Spirit already has plans for healing in those particular areas. And they're showing something that I had talked to you about. I didn't talk to you about this, but I did mention West Bateman to you. The methodology of vibration will become very prevalent to heal the earth, to help produce gardens, produce food, nothing that's chemically altered, because it'll be brought about by vibration and tonal, and it has to do with actually even being able to purchase a certain device that they actually create, possibly through the music industry, who knows. And this device, it's just like the harmonic convergence, and it's in accordance again with this earth agreement, and they will do this. And by the way, I just thought I'd mention that this is something that Spirit showed me, that the lost races are coming back. You know, there was a time when man walked with the elves. They walked with the fairies. These fifth dimension that came back in 2005, they will rise again. The people, the lost races, will come back here. And they are on their way now.
Great.
We'll see more of this in 2012. People resembling, I don't want to say creatures, but much more angelic type things introduced in here.
Then, Stephanie, is there anything else you'd like to say before we look at your books, CDs, services, and how the listeners can reach you?
Well, just that, to align yourself, I'm going to quote Drumbolo Melchizedek here, that it's all about the heart and the heart center. And if you align yourself in the heart center, in the center of your heart, and be in your heart, there is no hiding in the hills and hiding food and all this kind of thing. The greatest thing a person can do is to forgive and to have those things completed before they do leave, and they need to prepare spiritually. More than anything, I urge people, and I would say, to be prepared spiritually before leaving this earth realm, because otherwise history repeats itself. You must forgive, and you must have compassion, and you must know really truly who God is, and that force, because that force is coming to take over, and that's what I would say.
Great. Then, Stephanie, tell us about your book and your CDs and your services and how the listeners can reach you.
The book is called Growing Up Medium. I'm working on my third book right now. But the book is called Growing Up Medium. I'm also the first author of The Discovery of a Metaphysical Master, The Supernatural Life of Stephanie Ann Stevens. We may change that title, by the way. And that's being sent to publishers and that kind of thing. And the services are mediumship, spirituality, everything that goes on in a person's life, life readings, and of course the Om, house cleansings, if you have a ghost in your house, anything that has to do, every area of the metaphysical world mm-hmm. is not off limits.
Mm-hmm.
If you know, extraterrestrials are bothering somebody, you know, we might look into that. They have a ghost in their house or they want to connect with somebody on the other side. Being a certified University of Arizona medium, the Windbridge Institute, recertified 2008 and 2006, Veritas with Dr. Gary Schwartz. And I have an Om spiritual healing service wherein if somebody would like to purchase 5 minutes for any kind of healing, I will then send the Om to them. Again, free will always plays a part in these things. So we are not saying everyone is healed, but that's the service. The website is ommaster.com. ommaster.com. So it's www.ommaster.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have my radio show on Achieve Radio every Wednesday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, Achieve Radio. It's called Premonitions, Prophecies, and Predictions. And so that's the services. And, of course, the CDs, you can buy the book off the website only buy Growing Up Medium off the website. And you can buy our songs, our CD, Songs from Eagle Peak, directly off the website as well. We're working on our second CD, our second music CD.
Mm-hmm.
My husband and I are Jack and Stephanie Music. So.
Mm-hmm. And do you want to give us your website again?
Yes, it's ommaster.com.
Mm-hmm.
Real easy. ommaster.com.
Mm-hmm. So I see we do have a little bit more time. I was getting confused about the time issue. We have another 8 to 10 minutes we could use if you'd like. If there's
okay.
anything else you would like to tell us.
I believe, you know, it's the time in accordance with Carl, I think there is going to be a situation, you know, unfortunately, mm-hmm. I'm going to say unfortunately, but we do mm-hmm. live in polarity consciousness. And so we do deal with polarity consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it seems like they're trying to talk about shellfish and shrimp.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, you know, these kind of things coming from a scare with shrimp. And so let's get this type of shrimp off the
off the
counters
mm-hmm.
or off the, you know, out of the
markets, yeah.
market or whatever mm-hmm. for now or whatever. I believe that, you know, they said something on Coast to Coast about December 21st, Dr. Lewis Turry, God bless him, he does divine astrology. And I've been looking at this. I just want to mention, and I'm not quoting him or by mm-hmm. any means, but I have to think that, though, that the 21st of December, which is upon us, 2 and 1 make 3.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that means Trinity. From what I can see is that it seems as though there seems like there's an attempt possible. They're showing security procedures, high alert. And it seems as though it's a possible attack against the, you know, president.
Mm-hmm.
It seems, I want to also mention, absolutely, they're showing this because they're actually showing me John F. Kennedy. But they're showing John F. Kennedy in terms of Dick Cheney. And what I can see is that, and I'm careful what I'm saying here, but mm-hmm. I can honestly mm-hmm. see what looks like a heart murmur, a stroke, heart thing going on here with him,
now,
with
is
Dick
this,
Cheney.
This is with Cheney. And is that this year?
That's what it looks like. And mm-hmm. it looks like very, you know, very close, like
mm-hmm.
very near,
mm-hmm.
you know, very soon
mm-hmm.
that he's hospitalized, that, you know, that this is a very strong possibility that, and this, of course, changes things.
Mm-hmm.
It seems as if they're, but I want to bring up something that's really positive also. I want to bring up the fact that Russia seems to somehow be embracing the United States, and
mm-hmm.
I don't know why, except that I can see what looks like China trying to do something, and then Russia somehow turns around and says, no, 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 we will help the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So I have, don't know if you've heard this before.
No.
Mm-hmm. But it comes up here, it seems like it's coming up in January or something,
mm-hmm.
and next month even. I don't know, but it just, I can see something with Gorbachev or something like this, and they're signing, there's some kind of something, signing something, but they get some kind of Ukraine, they get that, all that. Mm-hmm. More allies are coming for the United States, I would definitely think the Ukraine. We've helped so many countries.
Mm-hmm.
It's our turn.
Mm-hmm.
And as we become more spiritual and center ourselves in that spirituality, we will reap the benefits of mm-hmm. the countries like that, especially Russia. Mm-hmm. I never thought I would say something like that, but
well, it's interesting, Stephanie, because Edgar Cayce had said that Russia and the United States would work together against China. And I don't...
Oh, my goodness.
I remember this, and I thought that it was to have been much earlier. But like most people that see, they have a little bit of trouble with the exact timing of things.
My goodness.
But that was something that was in the Cayce readings.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's very interesting.
Isn't it?
To right. say the least.
Mm-hmm.
I'm stunned.
Right.
It seemed as though something came over, took over my speech.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It wasn't me talking. Didn't feel like me talking.
Now let me ask you, with Obama, will he recover?
Yes, mm-hmm. definitely.
And Cheney?
Cheney, yeah, definitely. I just think that the thing of it is I could see, you know, him holding his arm just mm-hmm. when you have the
mm-hmm.
thing, the heart of the chest, all that kind of thing, cardiac, all that.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a possibility of that, of him being somebody else, being like a stand-in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who that would be unless you do. Who would that be?
You mean for
Cheney.
Obama? Oh, for Cheney?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what he does now. I don't know that much about China.
Well, we have Biden as vice president.
Right, right.
Yeah. Well, there's a they're not showing that. They were showing Cheney. So I think.
Well, see, Cheney was vice president, but
right.
I don't know what he does now.
Well,
since he left office, I don't know what he does.
Well, you know, if it's going to be something that, you know, and the other thing is the boom that takes place in Australia, where that becomes the opposite. In other words, this is like the they're all ready to take this new age.
Mm-hmm.
Australia's ready to take off like a rocket with all kinds of psychic phenomena being tested.
Oh.
All kinds of things to take place over there in Australia,
mm-hmm.
especially in Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
And they will find a sunken, it looks like doubloons and all kinds of things. They look like they're going to find off the shores there and
mm-hmm.
in Australia there,
mm-hmm.
Queensland, all that, according to what spirit is showing, that they're ready. All the evil of the pirates is, you know, they turn that around, and then all the good of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I always say that God does everything to turn that around,
right.
uses evil for good.
Right, right.
So.
Well, this has been very interesting, Stephanie, and I appreciate it, and I thank you very much.
Well, thank you so much, Carl. It was such an honor to be on here. We'll have to return the favor and have you on our show. And
great. I'd enjoy that. It's been fun.
It's been absolutely enlightening speaking to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I waited over a year and turned down several offers for sponsors to find the right one. After reviewing the current issue of a distinctive style magazine, I know that with God's help, I picked the right one. The video interviews, the written pages, the magnificent pictures, and the music I heard were all fantastic and included interviews with such stars as Clarice Leachman, Mark Victor Hansen, and Antonio Sabato Jr., and music by Paula Nelson, daughter of Willie Nelson, and Mark Ballas in his debut solo album. But this was just a start. Then there was a series on cancer in celebration of National Cancer Month, and interviews included survivors and those who work with cancer, such as Olivia Newton-John, a survivor, Melinda Marchiana, a 16-year-old survivor, Fran Drescher, and Dr. Sharon Winter, also a survivor who used alternative treatments and later became a naturopathic physician to help others. Then I saw a picture of a magnificent cathedral, probably in Europe, and heard the voice of 7-year-old Rima Marvana singing Amazing Grace and the Lord's Prayer. Reading about her compassion for others and hearing her voice brought tears to my eyes. Magazines do not come better than the Distinctive Style magazine. I can't imagine what could top this issue, but I look forward to seeing, and I'm sure you will want to also. Go to www.adistinctivestyle.com to subscribe to this remarkable magazine. My second guest is Maureen McGill, Masters of Art, Bachelors of Fine Art, who is Associate Professor of Theater and Dance at Pacific Lutheran University in Tacoma, Washington. She directs the university dance ensemble and teaches courses in dance movement and choreography. Healing Art of Mind and Body is a course she has designed which focuses on alternative healing, energy medicine, and body modalities. Meditation, relaxation, and dance workshops are part of her passion, where she also teaches at the Breast Cancer Resource Center in the Tacoma, Seattle region. Maureen's keen interest in the intuitive arts has expanded her curiosity to the spiritual side of life and death. She is a featured reader of tarot and appears at intuitive arts fairs in the Seattle region. As a frequent guest on local and international radio networks, her work has opened doors using symbols and metaphors to help those find light in the midst of loss and grief. Maureen enjoys the beauty of the Pacific Northwest, where she lives with her daughter. For more information regarding Maureen, go to her website, www.livefromtheotherside.com. You can also contact her at maureen@livefromtheotherside.com. I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show, Maureen, and I look forward to hearing what you see for 2011. Now first, let's start with specific areas of concern and finish with a broad focus. And so what do you see in the economic outlook for the United States and Europe for 2011?
Well, I'm going to start out with the United States, all right? And I'm shuffling the cards right now, the tarot cards, which I use as a symbol to look at the patterns here coming up for the United States. And now I've shuffled the cards, and I'm putting the cards in three piles.
Mm-hmm.
And I've picked the middle pile. And here we are in the United States, and one of our focuses is power and authority, and we're getting over troubled waters, or also overseas markets are going to have something to do with it. Knight of Pentacles has something to do with it, which is our accounting or accountable matters.
Mm-hmm.
It says, in the past, we've been trying to figure out this debt, which we know about. That's Six of Pentacles have been trying to pay this and that or trying to figure it out. Our first outcome is some more challenges. It says Seven of Cups. We're just not seeing the pictures clearly enough at this time. Mm-hmm. That would be our first outcome. Mm-hmm. The next outcome is the banks or the government, which is the Hierophant card.
Mm-hmm.
In our fears, we're prepared to handle these changes that will have to come up with our banks and our government. And my sense is that there's going to be a beginning of a restructuring that has to happen in our system that mm-hmm. isn't right.
Mm-hmm.
It says justice stands next to our system, which is legal matters or some shifts going on in the legal area. And it has to do with top dollar and coming home to success. So I do think that the shifts that we are going to make are for the positive.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to cost us some money, or that's because it says Ace of Pentacles, top dollar next to the legal system, but it's going to be best for us in the long run, it says.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be some incredible meetings going on for it. There'll be delays. There'll be heartaches. Yeah, what else is new around government and
right.
negotiating here? There'll be some real fears that come up, but the ending result, I believe, by the end of the year is a wish in terms of the economy starting,
mm-hmm.
and I mean starting to get better, but
mm-hmm.
there's going to be some changes. I feel like there's a restructuring that's going to be going on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's how I feel about here in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And so then you asked me about Europe,
mm-hmm.
which is already, of course, having their problems as well right now.
Right. We seem to be so closely tied.
Yeah, I mean, we're right with them. So what would be the outcome in Europe for 2011 coming up? So I'm shuffling the cards, and then I'm going to put them in three piles.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I picked the middle pile. And it says that the growth and enterprise, Knight of Wands, Chariot, they are just trying to move through this. They are trying. They are also unleashing their creative energies around the changes that have to be made. The first outcome is they're just trying to go with the flow or trying to make things work. It says in the fears, they worry about the systems, our systems around it. There's a lot of sensitivity about the changes, and there's a lot of fear. It's pretty emotional, but there's going to be some judgments from the younger generation or younger shifts, I feel, about how the money, it says studious messenger of hope about the money, getting further advice, having strength. I do see some losses over there. Well, we're already seeing it, like in Ireland
mm-hmm.
and other markets. And there's going to be a real conservative thing happening with the dollar where they're really holding back or the dollar really going down here. Let's see, Knight of Swords, they're going to push forward. There's going to be two options or two economies or something that is going to be the result of it. I don't know what that would mean specifically. There's going to be some delays. What else is new? And lots coming at the situation. There's things that just aren't organized that will have to be sorted out.
Mm-hmm.
There's some legal matters. Now the Queen's coming up, so I wonder if that's England, but they're going to have to figure out some things there that are not working in their systems. She doesn't have a lot to do with that, but
mm-hmm.
something in their systems may have to be revamped.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm getting.
Okay. Then, Maureen, are there any devastating natural or man-made disasters, including terrorist attacks, that you see for 2011?
Here in the U.S.?
Preferably, yeah.
I have to say, Carl, I really don't like to look at the dark side, but
oh.
I am going to ask my cards if there's any warnings that we need to be aware of here
okay.
in the U.S. regarding mm-hmm. terrorism or attacks that are coming up. I'm really giving my cards a good shuffle this time.
Okay.
I don't like to look at the dark side, let me tell you. What do we have to see clearly about any possibility attacks in the U.S. for 2011? And I'm going to put them in three piles. And it says the government, money, and the King of Swords. So maybe that's our president having to watch very carefully. It says something is going to change about how we communicate. So whether we communicate with these terrorists in a different way or something like that, it's emotional. In our fears, decisions, we're going to have to be patient. There is some fear about some issue that might happen with banks or money, so I'm hoping that wouldn't be an attack.
Mm-hmm.
It does say the devil is the outcome, so there is a lot of fear around a situation. There is some choices that will be made that will be hidden. Oh, I don't have a card per se of attacks, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel like there may be some extra security that might be put on around banks or maybe in big cities, something
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's emotional in the world, adversities, legal matters. I didn't get the Tower card, which to me, and I'm going to do it one more time,
mm-hmm.
because the Tower card would show me that there was an explosion or that there was some kind of a major disaster.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see what that says. Is there any major disaster in the U.S., the land of the U.S., this 2011? It says there's a lot of fear about money in the U.S. That's going to be the main thing, and indecision about what to do about it.
Mm-hmm.
There is something that's going to be hidden around phone, faxes, or emails, so that could be more problems with the, you know, would we say the WikiLeaks,
mm-hmm.
or
mm-hmm.
more problems with the computer and leaks that come through that,
mm-hmm.
through that system of electronically.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's where the tax would be. It says that there's competition. I think even though there's going to be a lot coming at the situation, I don't see a big attack or
mm-hmm.
anywhere.
Good. Mm-hmm.
Homeland, putting something to rest. I just see a lot of delays. I don't know what the younger people are, and some sadness with the younger people, but it could just be the economy and what we're doing. I think if there's any attacks, it might be overseas and not here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right.
But I really couldn't predict it.
Yeah. Maureen, as a nurse, I'm always interested in the health area. And do you see any important new breakthroughs in either illness treatment or prevention coming up in 2011?
All right, I'm shuffling those cards and again putting them in three piles.
Mm-hmm.
And in terms of health care, it says there is going to be a judgment about helping us get over troubled waters, and health care comes up first, like the system of the insurance and all
mm-hmm.
that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it says we're trying to get over troubled waters. It's emotional. They've already cut away some things that haven't been working, evidently. It says the wish is there, so I see some good things coming through.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh, I got the star, so that would mean that there will be some breakthroughs.
Oh, great.
And the star would represent hope, faith, light, beauty, and grace. So I don't know what that breakthrough
mm-hmm.
is. It's
mm-hmm.
it's a breakthrough that will help us move through some kind of disease.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Intuition knows that there's difficulties, and I see it as helping. Now, it could be around the cardiac world or something. I don't know if there
mm-hmm.
will be some helpful with heart disease or heart problems, but
mm-hmm.
there might be some breakthroughs in that area. But the key that in my card spread is the first one is the wish card, so there will be some breakthroughs. The star says hope, faith, light, beauty, and grace. Maybe they find this breakthrough through nature or something where they have this chemical or something that helps.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then I also see something for younger people, and I don't know what that would mean, some kind of breakthrough for younger
mm-hmm.
Younger kids. So that's very positive.
Mm-hmm. Great. Good.
Yeah. I just can't say specifically.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try three cards and see if I can get more specific.
Mm-hmm.
What would be the breakthrough coming in the healthcare area? What would be the breakthrough coming? It says it's coming in two areas. It is going to be a problem, this money distribution with the insurance companies and all that. There's
mm-hmm.
some problems about how the money's being distributed and a lot of fear with people about these medical plans.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some real challenges to face on that,
mm-hmm.
whipping through the sadness. But it does say something's going to be coming in fast about some kind of healing breakthrough, but I can't tell you what it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just to get over troubled waters.
Yeah, right. Then, are there anything happening with entertainment or political personalities in 2011?
Entertainment. So I'm going to go with entertainment first. Is
okay.
there anything we need to see on any celebrities, maybe, or just entertainment per se of breakthroughs? Entertainment industry. You know what? I really see the entertainment industry taking a step toward government. In other words, they're going to take a step of stepping out in different issues with the government and having a stance about things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be pretty big. They're going to be able to raise money. There's one individual in particular who's going to create a big change. I don't know who that is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He could be in music or music, it says.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be something unexpected. Expected with a younger singer. I don't know who he is. He's going to have some problems.
Mm-hmm.
It'll come out in the papers, I guess. I couldn't tell you who it is specifically either.
Mm-hmm.
But and on the whole, it'll be a positive outcome. I think it's the entertainment industry stepping into politics in a way where they're going to take a stand about certain issues that are going on in the world.
Oh.
But take
mm-hmm.
a stand in a bigger way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then the second part of the question was...
Political personalities.
And you want to know if there's any problems with them?
What if there's anything spectacular coming up? Does anyone really stand out? I'm probably not asking the question right.
I'm going to ask if there's anything we have to see clearly about the political world in 2011.
Okay, great.
Just to have strength, that's one of the things we're going to have, because there's going to be a lot of pushing. There's going to be some dreaming about what they think is right.
Mm-hmm.
Just coming home to success in that arena, King of Swords, it's got a lot of fear. It's got to be our president who's having to step through a lot of hoops right now.
Mm-hmm.
Top dollar will be number one, or money will be number one, and what they have to kind of choose right now of how they're going to solve this economy problems. There's some decisions that will be made, some of which will be hidden to us, and then it will be revealed
mm-hmm.
through papers. There'll be choices that will be made. There's going to be a change in how we deal with work. Now, that could be work compensation or unemployment, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be some walking away and shifts in the system as a result of it. And, again, the needs for children are going to be addressed in a big way. So
mm-hmm.
maybe that would be health care for kids or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The politicians will have a way with that. So that's about all I'm getting.
Should be interesting, right?
Yeah. I think it already is.
Right. Oh, yeah, definitely. Right. Now, is there anything else of importance for the listeners worldwide that will be occurring in 2011, or is that too broad?
Well, you know what? Maybe we'll just ask, is there a message that we all need to see clearly now in 2011?
Great.
In terms mm-hmm. of our spiritual makeup in the world. And
mm-hmm. Great. Good.
See what that might be. What do we need to see clearly coming up in 2011? Each and every one of us. So the first outcome that we all have to face is letting go of some financial world. In other words, we have to be conservative, perhaps,
mm-hmm.
or we can't think of things the same way anymore. We have to talk to each other. We need to get advice about how we're spending, what we're doing. Yes, the next card is we got to hold back. That's be conservative, not overspend. That'll be one of the chief messages.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be a sort of female power or something about female power that we'll be able to unleash our creative energies due to a leader or some kind of leader who comes into the picture. And that seems kind of odd because I got Queen of Wands. She pushes forward, pushes ahead, unleashes her creative energies. So maybe each and one of us have to look at that creative side of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
In our fears, we've got our spirituality, which is the star, which is the highest card in the deck, which is hope, faith, light, beauty, and grace.
Mm-hmm.
Standing next to us coming in this 2011 is an offer to make changes, whether that be with the environment or the earth. That's also connected to the star, which is the water, the ground that we grow our plants. It says that there'll be an influential man in the world that we will be able to pay attention to, who will have some messages for us that'll be important coming home to success. So
mm-hmm.
I don't know who that is, really. They'll help us. They'll maybe kind of shake some ideas into our heads that will help us to have strength coming home to success, perhaps one of our leaders.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Kind of what I see. I can pick three more cards about this ability for us to step into 2011. I really look at the star, knowing that we have hope, faith, light,
mm-hmm.
beauty, and grace, and the spirituality, and that we can hold each other in this light and into this difficult and dark time for many people who are not working
mm-hmm.
and who are struggling at this time.
Right, right.
And let's see, is there anything that we all need to see clearly? And we have to be conservative, there's no doubt about it. It says that we got to be ready for the death card. Now, that means, Carl, not real death, but real
right.
transformation, real
mm-hmm.
change that is truly happening.
Right.
It's going to have to deal with money. It is going to have to deal with resources. We are going to talk about it. We're going to work for it. We're going to work away at it. We're going to have to be conservative. We're going to have to make different decisions about money and how it's spent in the world and how we value things.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to move ahead. They're going to have changes in careers. They're going to have to listen to their own intuition, which is their own knowingness. And that's different from what they've done before.
Right, right, definitely.
Anyway, that's when I got there for 2011.
Well, it sounds like it's all moving where it's supposed to be moving in preparation for 2012. And what I didn't tell you was that I've done this backwards. Last year and the year before, I had people talk about 2012. So this year I decided it'd be nice to go back and talk about 2011.
There you go. Pretty funny.
Now, Maureen, would you like to tell us about your book and services and how listeners can reach you?
You know, I can do that. But, Carl, I'd like to give you a personal card for 2011 because
great.
Our listeners are listening to this on Christmas Day. I want to give you a Christmas something in your stocking here.
Good. I appreciate that.
And a surprise. So the message for Carl is the sun, and that's what you bring to your audiences and to your light, which is light, youthful energy, strength, spirit, and in the world. And that's your message into the world, is to bring the light and beauty and the youthful energy to this world. You're a studious messenger of hope about heartfelt matters, and you're going to continue to do that work in the world.
Great.
Great. So about myself, I'm an associate professor at Pacific Lutheran University here in Tacoma, Washington, and I direct a dance ensemble and direct a dance minor program in the Department of Theater at the university. And besides doing choreography and working with students, I teach a course called Healing Arts of Mind and Body. And it's from that course that I've developed a real interest in the intuition, where I believe the awareness truly extends beyond the body. I've co-authored a book called Live from the Other Side. And I co-authored the book with Nola Davis. She's the CEO of a healthcare corporation here locally in Tacoma, Washington. And together we collected stories. I collected 27 stories. I think she collected 11. And we've added philosophy of messages that our loved ones give us after they pass on. These are heartfelt messages. It's almost as if it's the universal thread of love that connects us all. And it's been a joy to write the book. And it was published by Ozark Mountain Publishing this year. It's available on Amazon and Kindle.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Thank you very much for that.
Mm-hmm. Great. I appreciate this. Do you have a website?
We have a website, and it's called www.live.com. And our listeners can leave messages on our website.
Mm-hmm.
We have a blog on there, and if they'd like to tell us their story, that's why we wrote the book. We'd love to share their story and the messages that they have maybe received from their loved ones or will receive.
Mm-hmm. Well, great. I appreciate this, Maureen. It's been very interesting, and I'm sure it will be helpful to the listeners, the message of conserving and dealing with your money differently, et cetera, et cetera. I think applies probably not only to the government, but also to us as individuals.
And I guess I also want to say, you know, maybe that's practical information, and if we have a listener out there that's listening, oh, well, she's just reading the newspapers, but you know what? That's what the cards and the pictures say.
Right, right.
So I was truly interpreting what the pictures say on the cards.
Right.
Thank you for the opportunity, Carl. That was fun to meet you and greet you and greet your listeners today.
Thank you, and you too, Maureen.
Best wishes for a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holiday.
And to you too.
Take care.
Bye.
Father, I speak with time.